Hey, good afternoon. It's Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with Richard. Is he in right Hello?
Yes,
Hey,
what can I do
Richard.
for you?
Yeah, I was just trying to circle back here. I called you earlier in the year regarding equipment financing. Are you doing anything with Section 179 this year, man?
No, we're shut down another 3 weeks here, probably.
Oh, really? What's the reason? You're just getting out of the industry? You're tired?
No, just paving, it's getting too cold.
Oh,
It's
okay, I
starting
got
to,
you.
the weather's just starting to turn.
When do you guys open back up?
Probably May.
Probably May.
Yeah.
All right. You guys don't do anything during the meantime? You just shut the doors? That's.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Yeah, can I circle back in May and, when you're
Yeah, give
starting
me a
to get
holler in
ready to
May,
open back
but
up and.
we bought a new paver recently. We're pretty good as far as the equipment for what we've been doing,
Was that you worked with People's United?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's one of the lenders we're in the network with here, so that's why I reached out to you. We also do working capital. I don't know if it's something you typically do with the company, or you kind of use line of credit,
I was looking at a pole barn for the company, you know what I mean? That's to be honest with you, the guy was asking 99,000 for it. But I gotta do my taxes. My account messed up on my 2015 taxes, so I got another account doing them over, and this year's taxes he's doing as well. Because I bought a bunch of equipment, I paid cash. I've been going to auctions and buying equipment cash, and he didn't use that as a write-off. He said it don't matter. I said bullshit to myself. It matters,
Yeah, Section
but
179. I think this year you can write off 500K. So,
yeah.
a lot of people are taking advantage. It's a lot bigger than usual.
Huh. I don't know, but the only thing I was maybe considering is maybe that pole barn. But I'm trying. I offered him 75 cash for it, but
Pole barn?
yeah, it's on 4 acres. It's agricultural property. Watch walking on the blacktop.
What does
It's
that do for you? Like, what's that going to allow
well,
you
I
to?
can park my equipment there. It's
I
a
see.
Morton building. It's 120 by 80 feet, and I got to be honest with you, I got a lot of equipment and trucks and. That I could tinker with, clean them up, paint them, and sell them. That's what I'll do in the winter. If I had that pole barn, I could do everything, put everything in there.
Would you, yeah, you'd store that for the winter? Like, what are you doing with the equipment now?
Well, the equipment that I'm going to get rid of, I'll put in the pole barn and, restore it, clean it, paint it, and then sell it. I have a bunch of four-wheel drive pickups, one tons, that if I had a place to do it, that's what I was looking to get that pole barn. I just don't know if that's anything that yous do, like real estate.
No, we definitely, usually, what do your gross annual sales look like? Because that's how working capital is. It's basically predicated on the revenue of the business, and then they give you a loan dependent on that.
I don't
So,
know to be honest with you.
oh
I
yeah, like
give
I'm just a ballpark.
my last year taxes. This account is doing them over from last year, and he's doing this year as well. So I don't know
That's
what
hard to tell.
conclusions he's coming to, but
Are you over $1 million or under a million?
no, probably half a million
Half a million?
gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's just a
exactly.
small business. Me and my two sons, and we do mainly driveways. But
Residential, do you have any commercial work at all, or?
not really. To be honest with you, there's no money in it.
Hey,
You know,
really?
everybody wants to do the commercial work, and meanwhile, nobody wants to do the driveway, so you lose your price.
Yeah,
It's
and
the
the
truth.
commercial end of things, you're gonna get screwed with like a net 60 or a net, at least a net 30. That's standard practice now. Nobody pays up front for anything. So it puts a lot of strain on the business. But yeah, we could, we definitely free up, if you do, ballpark $500,000 in gross, we can usually get you around, 50 to 65K. And you could use that for whatever you want for the business, for advertising, just, repairing
The
things
only
or
thing I really need
buying a
is this
barn.
pole barn. I'd like to get this pole barn. I offer him 75 cash for it, but he won't take it. So I'm probably gonna have to go more than what I have available.
Well, that's what I'm. If you could take out a you could take out a small working capital loan, and they're unsecured, just the same thing as cash into your business account, and it's all run up through the business. So you know, if he's asking for 75, I mean, if he's asking for 100, and you got 75, and you just want to grab 30 from us and just use it to get that building for you, you can easily do that. Why don't you send you an email with some you know, info on it and my contact info, and you know, maybe give you some time to think about it, and you know, see what your options are.
I gotta get this accountant working on my thing.
Taxes,
here.
Right?
Because to be honest with you, I need this pole barn, but the key to this pole barn, it's 4 acres commercial property near Ithaca, New York. It's agricultural property.
You kind of by Cornell, right?
Yeah. It can be switched to commercial property. It's probably going to be in 2-3 years down the road. You know what that's going to be worth?
That's going to be worth millions.
6 miles from Cornell.
Wow. You know? No. That's going to... I would grab onto that. Yeah. Especially if you can grab something like that for $100K pretty much, Rich.
Yeah.
That's a steal. Even if you're grabbing that for $200K, you know in 5 years that's going to double property value.
Yeah.
What you're telling me is true.
If they change it to commercial, from agricultural to commercial, it's going to...
Well, now anybody can... Now, you could literally turn around and sell that same property to a software developer, literally any business that needs a big, fat warehouse.
Right. Yeah, send me some of your...
Yeah, where can I send that to you, Richard?
The initial R. Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Paving, P-A-V-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll just put my contact info in there. Again, my name's Pete. And, I'll give you a call maybe in a week or so and just kind of check in and see what the game plan is.
All right.
All right. Sounds good, Richard. All right. Take care, man.
All right, thanks, Pete.
Bye-bye.